Omaha Performing Arts has significant educational and engaging programs designed to connect with the local community. These immersive experiences offer many opportunities for children. The Hip Hop Lab is where children can explore their creativity across various facets of hip hop culture, developing an inclusive environment for artistic expression and talent development. Participants can dive into DJing, MCing, dance, and visual art classes. Sylvia Stone, the communications manager at Omaha Performing Arts, sees this lab as a safe space for kids 6 to 12 to explore and learn about hip hop culture.
I think that hip hop culture has a stigma behind it parents are sometimes wary about. So it's just a safe space for students to be able to learn these skills from industry professionals, and parents can feel safe. So having a safe space where parents can introduce their children to the culture and history of hip hop with these industry professionals, and hip hop, you know, culture and history is rooted in every aspect of our lives now, especially in pop culture. But, you know, you look at fashion and you look at music, you look at even interior design is influenced by some of the world's like most well-known rappers and DJs and artists.
The Hip Hop Lab also features diverse workshops, performances, and culture discussions.
I think students, especially at that age, might find a new passion and talent that they have.
Also, on the educational side, children will be able to spend a day with Broadway actors from The Lion King, learning what their job is like. Stone considers these opportunities rare in Omaha.
That Broadway Day Camp is a one-day camp where students in grades 4 through 8 will be able to build confidence, teamwork, social, emotional skills through workshops in conjunction themed around a Broadway show.
And during this month, Omaha Performing Arts is also partnering with the Nebraska Chinese Association in different events for the important celebration of the Lunar Year.
We have Nine Chen Dance Company coming, and they have a performance on the 19th of January. And so it's everything from firecrackers, cymbals and drums, acrobatic dragon dancers, vibrant colors and costumes, and costumes and props are created by the dancers and warriors themselves. Before that performance, they are actually doing 2 dance workshops.
And of course, Broadway season, comedy shows, and concerts, all at the Orpheum, the Holland Center, and the Steelhouse. For more information, you can visit o-pa.org. From the KBENO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.